joining us, I'm talking about, you know, yesterday was Dr. King Day, and people celebrated the I Have a Dream speech. And I'm not questioning that. It was a great speech, and it was while Dr. King was a young man, you know, in his mid-20s. And so that's what people want to remember Dr. King for, is because the March on Washington and that speech. But Dr. King was much more than that. And if you ever get a chance to listen to some of his speeches, you will understand exactly who he was. And it's why I'm taking the time out, because there's nothing that says that I have to follow protocol, you know, because yesterday was Dr. King's day, and we don't need to hear that today because his day was yesterday. Well, no. Dr. King's day should be every day, and what he stood for, we should try and strive to live up to those ideas. Hey, Tom. Yes, sir.
I just want to say that first, Connor is killing it on the music this morning.
Yeah, no question.
I mean, whoa. I'll tell you what, I want to get his playlist. second, you know what? It's so interesting because we should be hearing this every single day. We should be hearing, you know, it's very, very similar to what FDR said. And the thing is, we should be listening to both FDR and Martin Luther King Jr. every day on a loop somewhere. Because I'll tell you what,
they got it right. I mean, you hear him.
And that's as
important 50 years ago. It's as important today that it be heard today, right? It's relevant.
And Earl, that's the reason they silenced the voice and they killed him. Because
right.
You know what? The I'm going to say it again, I guess I'm doing a class war. The billionaire class does not want people to speak out. And you know what? God bless Martin Luther King Jr. And, I mean, he said it plainly than anything with his two America speech, with this speech. Thank you. Thank you so much for the gift of playing this. Because, like I said, we need to be hearing the speeches every day. I don't know why the Democratic Party doesn't start, copying what it is FDR and Martin Luther King Jr. said, because it is pertinent to today.
So, Tom.
And it would get them out of their messaging.
So,
problem.
Tom, let me get to the end of it. Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, Connor, I love it. Thank you.
Connor, go ahead.
Is a domestic colony. Black people must develop programs that will aid in the transfer of power and wealth into the hands of residents of the ghetto so that they may in reality control their own destinies. This is the meaning of new politics. People of goodwill in the larger community must support the black man in this effort. The final phase of our national sickness is the disease of militarism. Nothing more clearly demonstrates our nation's abuse of military power than our tragic adventure in Vietnam. This war has played havoc with the destiny of the entire world. It has torn up the Geneva Agreement. It has seriously impaired the United Nations. It has exacerbated the hatred between continents and, worse still, between races. It has frustrated our development of home. Telling our own underprivileged citizens that we place insatiable military demands above their most critical needs. It has greatly contributed to the forces of reaction in America, and strengthened the military-industrial complex, and it has practically destroyed Vietnam and left thousands of American and Vietnamese youth maimed and mutilated, and exposed the whole world to the risk of nuclear warfare. Above all, the war in Vietnam has revealed what Senator Fulbright calls our nation's arrogance of power. We are arrogant in professing to be concerned about the freedom of foreign nations while not setting our own house in order. Many of our senators and congressmen vote joyously to appropriate billions of dollars for the war in Vietnam, and many of these same senators and congressmen vote loudly against a fair housing bill to make it possible for a Negro veteran of Vietnam to purchase a decent home. We arm Negro soldiers to kill on foreign battlefields, but offer little protection for their relatives from beatings and killings in our own South. We are willing to make the Negro 100% of a citizen in warfare, but reduce him to 50% of a citizen on American soil. No war in our nation's history has ever been so violative of our conscience, our national interests, and so destructive of our moral standing before the world. No enemy has ever been able to cause such damage to us as we inflict upon ourselves. The inexorable decay of our urban centers has flared into terrifying domestic conflict as the pursuit of foreign war absorbs our wealth and energy. Squalor and poverty scar our cities as our military might destroys cities in a far-off land to support oligarchy to intervene in domestic conflict. The president who cherishes consensus for peace has intensified the war. In answer to a cry to stop the war, it has brought tauntingly to 1 minute's flying time from China to a moment before the midnight of world conflagration. We are offered a tax for war instead of a plan for peace. Men of reason should no longer debate the merits of war or means of financing war. They should end the war and restore sanity and humanity to American policy.
I mean, I don't think there's anybody, regardless of whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, who can say with good conscience that what you've heard thus far, as we got about 5 minutes left on this speech, that what Dr. King had to say was not relevant then as it is today. And that's what we should be asking of those in leadership in this country. Where is their leadership? Where do we hear people talking and certainly not with his eloquence, but at least addressing the issues that he talked about almost 60 years ago? And yet in my lifespan, seeing that, listening to him, and having lived to this point, I ask, why? Why are we not having these conversations? Because these conversations are at the root of what is wrong with our nation. It was what was wrong with it almost 60 years ago, and here we are 60 years later repeating the same thing. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Democrat or Republican, 844-967-2400. 2789. We'll be right back.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. I just got a call from a wonderful woman named Pat from Wauwatosa who said that and thanked me for playing this Dr. King speech. She said she was 73 years old. And listen, I don't care whether you're a Democrat, Republican, black or white, you hear this, nobody can debate it on whether or not it was truthful. And whether or not, and so since we know it was truthful and is even the truth today, as he talked about the money that we were spending on the military, which we're doing it now, $858 billion, we haven't learned anything. And willing to fight all over the world and not do what's right by the American people. Where is Dr. King? Where is the Dr. King today? Where is he at? Where is he at? I'm not expecting Dr. King, incarnate. I'm talking about where is there someone who has the courage to put us back on track. Connor, if you'll just play out the last bit of the speech, thank you.
Which the 1967-68 elections are made a referendum on the war. The American people The American people must have an opportunity to vote into oblivion those who cannot detach themselves from militarism and those who lead us And so we are here because we believe, we hope, we pray that something new might emerge in the political life of this nation, which will produce a new man, new structures and institutions, and a new life for mankind. I am convinced that this new life will not emerge until our nation undergoes a radical revolution of values. When machines and computers, profit motives and property rights are considered more important than people, the giant triplets of racism, economic exploitation and militarism are incapable of being conquered. A civilization can flounder as readily in the face of moral bankruptcy as it can through financial bankruptcy. A true revolution of values will soon cause us to question the fairness and justice of many of our past and present policies. We are called to play the Good Samaritans on life's roadside, but that will only be an initial act. One day the whole Jericho Road must be transformed so that men and women will not be beaten and robbed as they make that journey through life. True compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. It understands that an edifice which produces beggars needs restructuring.
We've got to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll finish up on the speech. Connor.
God knows where.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Chance for snow tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 5 above. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 12. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 4 below. Near zero Monday, low teens Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 13.
Left in the speech. Let's go to it and we'll talk afterwards. Go ahead, Connie.
Among the maladjusted, as my good friend Bill Coffin said, there are those who have criticized me and many of you for taking a stand against the war in Vietnam and for seeking to say to the nation that the issues of civil rights cannot be separated from the issues of peace. To say to you tonight that I intend to keep these issues mixed because they are mixed. Somewhere we must see that justice is indivisible. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And I have fought now too long and too hard against segregated public accommodations to end up at this point in my life segregating my moral concern. Let us stand in this convention knowing that on some positions, cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it politic? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And on some positions, on some positions, it is necessary for the moral individual to take a stand that is neither safe, nor politic, nor popular, but he must do it because it is right. Tonight, we say to our government, we even say to our FBI, we will not be harassed. We will not make a butchery of our conscience. We will not be intimidated, and we will be heard.
Yeah. 1967, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King the three evils of the society. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. And here's what we need to understand. We need a Dr. King today. And since we don't have him, we do have his legacy. And so we need to be having these conversations. Anybody who's been around, who looks at our government in shambles and knows it, and we can't fix it, maybe they all should be forced to listen to Dr. King's Three Evils of the Society. Maybe in order to be a congressman or a senator, you need to be mandated to listen to the Three Evils of the Society. Maybe in order to be a state representative, you need to be mandated to hear the Three Evils of the Society. Maybe to be an alderperson, you need to be mandated to hear the Three Evils of the Society. Maybe in order to be a school board member, you need to be mandated to listen to the Three Evils of the Society. Maybe to be a judge, a Supreme Court justice, you need to be made to listen to the Three Evils of the Society. And furthermore, maybe to become an educator, you need to be mandated to listen to the Three Evils of the Society. Because then if you did, you wouldn't be listening to foolishness like critical race theory and wokeism. Because that's foolishness. That's absolute foolishness. And it does nothing to advance this society. As a matter of fact, it takes it backwards. You don't have to feel, anybody who listened to that, that this was directed at you. Because what happened then, you didn't do that. If you're a white person, you didn't do that. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen. It happened. So this, I didn't play it for anybody to feel guilty. I played it because it needed to be said. And the fact that our nation is in trouble. If you don't understand the perils that this government is in, as there a man who ran for office, got elected, lost, should have never gotten elected, lost the second time, and we all know who and what he is, a racist, and yet he's a leading candidate on the Republican, for the Republican Party. Something's wrong. You know, Donald Trump has turned on the Evangelical Party. The Evangelical leaders, he's called disloyal because they have said, We can't stick with him anymore. He's become an albatross. And yeah, we sold out our beliefs for him the first time around. But we now know who and what he is, even though they knew that before. And now they are willing to say we can't support him anymore. You know what the ex-president has done? He's ticked off, and now he's saying they're disloyal. Well, you know, who should they have been loyal to in the first place? The Christian beliefs or this man? There's no question where we are at this point in this nation's history and in its future. And so, yes, if you wanna hear what is right, turn on Dr. King's Not Only the Three Evils of the Society, the letter from a Birmingham jail, and all the other wonderful, wonderful speeches that he made in that short period of time of his life. And then let's try to get the folk who run for office to understand it's not about them. Not about you if you're an elected official. It's what you're going to do for somebody else, right? What can you do to make somebody else's life better? That's what this is all about. And if we start looking at it from that perspective, it doesn't matter what side of the road they're from. You know, doesn't matter if you've got all the money and they have none. If you believe that because you have all these resources and somebody else has none, and therefore your life is more valuable than theirs, you headed down the wrong path. Because after it's all said and done, this life is no different whether you're the poorest person in the world or whether or not you're the wealthiest person. Let's bring CJ up. CJ, go ahead, man.
Well, thank you, Earl, for playing that tape. You had to go down the political road.
Wait a minute. That's what it, you know. Listen, CJ, the whole conversation was about the direction of the politics. So don't say I went down that road.
I agree.
That's what it was.
Yep.
Go ahead.
About Vietnam and... Yeah,
racism,
I would agree
bigotry,
with a lot
of it.
I agree that we should all hear his speech. I love his speech.
No, I'm not talking about hearing.
I love Ronald Reagan's speech. But you spoke of you need a Martin Luther King today. There is one.
Who?
The only problem you have is he's on the wrong side of the aisle.
Who is that?
That is Senator Tim Scott. You ever heard of the opportunity?
hey,
yeah,
man.
You laugh.
Don't make
the
me
The opportunity
laugh.
Zone?
I know. Hey, listen,
who created those?
I know who.
Who created the opportunity zones?
Do you think
girl?
I don't know who Tim Scott is, man? The fact that you would even fix your lips to try to compare Tim Scott.
Who created the opportunity zones, Earl?
CJ?
Who helped create the
opportunity zones
in the inner city? You can answer it.
Well, let me answer it. Opportunity zones have done nothing to change the realities of what's going on with poor people in this country.
You are so wrong. So wrong. There are tons of YouTube videos of people that have helped dig themselves out of
CJ.
Poverty.
Hey, CJ.
I'm going to suggest one thing to you. You're all about reparations.
I'm going to suggest one thing to you, CJ. I'm going to suggest that you leave the sanctity of Stoughton and the safeness of Stoughton and move into urban centers across this nation and back up the trash you're talking with that, because what you're talking about is trash. Opportunity zones have not changed the reality of what's happening in urban centers. Oh, I'm talking hate.
That's what you preach, Earl, is hate.
Okay. So, CJ, where have I preached hate? I'm giving you an opportunity to
because you couldn't leave it at what Dr. Martin Luther King says, Earl. The mere fact that he said programs should be developed for the inner city, and you demonize them. Go and research what the opportunity zones that President Trump and Tim Scott created, and go talk to the people that live in them.
CJ, let me say this to you.
Do a little research.
Hey, CJ, sir. I don't need to do any research. I live in a city that is one of the worst places
I know you
in
do.
The United States.
They haven't created the opportunity zones there.
Well, listen,
Tim Scott.
I don't want to hear.
Education.
Tim Scott.
That's the key. Milwaukee's a failure on our young kids. And that's the fact.
Okay. I can't take him anymore.
And we've got a governor that helped perpetuate it.
I can't take him anymore because, number one, any man that is so ignorant that he brings up the name Tim Scott and tries to equate that with Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King is not even, it's a waste of my time to even have Tim Scott's name mentioned with Dr. Martin Luther King. And yet somebody as misinformed as CJ wants to somehow compare the two. There's no relevance whatsoever. I know who Tim Scott is. I knew who Tim Scott was before he became a senator. Okay? So don't run something down to somebody who's aware of what is going on in this country and in many parts of the world. Maybe get out of the safe spaces of Stoughton and get out into other parts of the country where there is a struggle for people to survive even in 2022, 2023. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Chance his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there were 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby because she couldn't afford to feed it. It was sending people to the moon. In September, my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I just want to be clear. You know, we're at a turning point and inroads in this country. And there are people who want to make decisions that are going to continue to fracture whether or not people can come together. And so people like CJ and others like him who for whatever reason, cannot deal with what is the truth, what is accurate, and want to twist and turn everything to try to bend it into his reality. And I'll say to you, CJ, your reality, and unfortunately, many on the right realities are not about doing things to try to bring this society back together. It's to continue to divide it based on your ignorance and your lack of knowledge on what is going on here. So you can listen all you want to Fox News, and you can listen all you want to Sean Hannity and I forgot the guy's name that rails and screams and yells constantly on Fox News. I know who they are. I've listened to them. And you echo their sentiments because you don't have the capacity to use your own mind to do your own thinking. Man. But don't call and tell me about me being evil and me being racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body. I actually am a person who has heeded what Dr. King said and lived my life in that manner. Judge a person based on not the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And so I know your character. You expose it every day you're on the air. Nothing to do with the color of your skin, but the content of your character, who is unwilling to try to meet people and try to bring people together. That's what it's all about. Let's go to line two quickly. Just bring them on. We only got a minute. Who do we have up?
Ron.
Hey, Ron. What's going on?
Hi, Ron. It is Ron. You're thinking of Tucker Carlson, the Fox News guy.
I know about Tucker Carlson. There's
I think you were thinking
guy.
Of Bill O'Reilly.
No, not Bill O'Reilly. Okay. There's a lunatic that screams and yells. I think he's a Jewish guy. He's been around a long time. But it doesn't matter. What do you think, Ron, about?
Anyway, Tucker Carlson, somebody did a tally of how many times Tucker Carlson's show has featured segments about this white replacement theory that goes around in the right-wing circles that progressives and minorities are pushing to get more immigrants in the country so that whites will become a minority, and then they'll... And, I mean, so if you... That's a racist theory, and if you want proof of that, you know, who are the racists in this country? They're the people that can't tolerate the idea of anybody else living in this country on any scale, you know? That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, Ron, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Thank everybody who took the time out to listen. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Connor, for a spectacular morning and the music. I got to go. See you guys on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Bye.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Rain in Memphis couldn't keep protesters from demanding changes in their police department. There's been a big one with the disbanding of the Scorpion crime unit that employed the five former cops accused of killing Tyree Nichols. Reporter Chris Fox.
In a statement, the Nichols family, through its attorney Ben Crump, have called dismantling the Memphis Police Scorpion unit appropriate and proportional to the tragic death of Tyree, also decent and just, but also just the next step on the journey for justice and accountability.
CBS's Elise Preston says state lawmakers are hoping to make bigger changes.
They're looking at more mental health evaluations for officers, more implicit bias training, and they want to see an effort to stop fired officers from being hired by other departments. Those lawmakers say that bills could be proposed as early as next week.
And now police departments around the country are taking another look at how they enforce the law. Here's CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is a former police officer.
As someone who spent decades fighting for police diversity and against police abuse, I feel betrayed by these officers.
Stand up! Stand
up! Police departments across the country are still trying to recover from the death of George Floyd and the perception that police are too quick to resort to excessive force and aren't held accountable. Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis must now lead the department through an internal investigation in crisis.
Abortion rights supporters have gotten a big win in Minnesota.
Hundreds of people packed the hallways outside the Minnesota Senate chamber as lawmakers, along party lines, passed a bill that gives broad protections for abortion rights. It's called the PRO Act, which is short for Protect Reproductive Actions. The language of the bill reads in part, every individual has a fundamental right to make autonomous decisions about the individual's own reproductive health. The Minnesota House passed the bill last week. Democratic Governor Tim Walz is expected to sign the bill before the end of this month. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Former president and current presidential candidate Donald Trump has made a pair of campaign stops in New Hampshire and in South Carolina. CBS's Christina Ruffini.
The former president hit two of the most important primary states in his first big swing since announcing his run for 2024. And he also addressed some of the criticism of his campaign so far, that it's been relatively quiet with none of his trademark high energy events. But Trump said he's more angry now and more committed than he ever was.
And he promised to, quote, complete the business of making America great again. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for snow tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 5 above. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 12. Tomorrow, cloudy. Lows level off around 4 below. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. Near zero Monday, much warmer on Tuesday, with highs in the low teens. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 13.
Yeah. is surreal has appeal. Indulged and inflated, I signed away all my control. My control, my role. Oh, I find strength where others fail.
Sync Radio, we are local music from Everything Sunny All the Time Always. That is Made of Blocks and their song Control. Before that, Bad Year, and before that, Faster, Bad Year, Faster, along with 20 Minute Mission and a couple other ones. They're going to be at the Barley Pop on February 4th. And Rocker, you're on notice because I'm leaving early that day. There's nothing you can do about it. All right, coming up in the next hour, live in the Devil's Lair with Harmonious Whale. Looking forward to that. Plus, Max Inc. Heavy at 10 o'clock. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to